The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 5th, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So, tonight, we are studying from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3, text number 21. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Tad eva taro jana. Tad eva taro jana. Sayat pramanam kurute. Sayat pramanam kurute. Lokas tadanuvartate. Lokas tadanuvartate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues, purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the people to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manu Samhita and similar others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher are all considered to be the natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagrajatam Bhagana Raghunatan Vitam Dam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhandvitamscha. So, what is Krishna demanding? He's demanding Krishna conscious leaders. That's what he's demanding. Krishna is not depending on any democratic vote. Majority rules. Krishna is the supreme dictator.
Krishna ir augstākais diktators.
Supreme monarch.
Augstākais monarchs.
Krishna's rule is monarchical.
Un Krishna's likums ir monarchisks.
It is not democratic.
Tas nav demokrātisks.
Have you ever heard that Krishna was voted into office?
Jūs esat kādreiz dzirdējuši, ka Krishna tiktu iebalsots kabinetā?
As the supreme personality of Godhead?
Kā augstākā personība.
The voters went to the polls and voted for who is God?
Kā balsotāji devās uz balsošanas iecirkņiem un balsoja, kurš ir Dievs.
Krishna does not depend on a rascal vote. When the rascals go to vote, who will they elect? Do you know that sloka in the Bhagavatam? About the sabakas, vinyas, virbluts, and ashols? Shiva vidvara ushtrakarai sangstutak purushak pushu na jatakarma pato peto jatu nama godograjaha. Those men who were like Svinya, Verblut, Sabaka, and Ashio, dogs, hogs, camels, and asses.
Tie cilvēki, kas ir līdzīgi suņiem, ēzeliem, kamieliem un cūkām.
They praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna.
Tie cildina tos cilvēkus, kas neklausās par pārpasaulīgajām Krishnas spēlēm.
The one who delivers from all evils.
Par to, kurš atbrīvo no visiem ļaunumiem.
So Prabhupada said, when the dogs, hogs, camels and asses go to vote,
Prabhupāda saka, tad, kad suņi, cūkas, ēziņi un kamieri iet balsot.
Who will they elect?
Ko gan viņi ievēl?
Another pashu, another animal.
Vēl vienu dzīvnieku.
Now in the US they are very proud. They're saying it's a great turning point in American history.
Tagad Amerikā visi ļoti lepni un saka, tas ir pagrieziena punkts Amerikas vēsturē.
Because they've elected a new president.
Viņi ir ievēlējuši jaunu prezidentu.
Who is not white-skinned, he has black skin. They think this means now it's a wonderful new change for the country, you see. But I can tell you this. It's nothing but the same old wine in a new bottle, that's all. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. What they actually need is Krishna conscious men. The Krishna conscious men should rule this planet. The Krishna conscious men should rule this planet. Not these animal class of men, you see. Whether you say they have their parties in the U.S., Democrat and Republican, they're all animals. If you want actual leadership, you must elect someone who is Krishna conscious. Then you have actual leadership. Bhagavatam says, unless that leader can deliver his dependents from the cycle of birth and death, he should not be a leader.
Bhagavatam saka, ja vadītājs nespēja atbrīvot savus padotos no dzimšanas un nāves cikla, viņš nedrīkst būt par vadītāju.
Therefore, I'm offering this instruction to all the leaders on this planet right now.
Un tāpēc es piedāvāju šo te instrukciju, šo te norādījumu visiem pasaules līderiem šobrīd.
I am giving an instruction to them. Whether they will take it or not, that's up to them.
But
my instruction is this. Surrender to
Krishna
or step down from your position. Because unless you are Krishna conscious, Bhagavatam says you're not qualified to be a leader. So we don't mind if we're very happy if all the leaders stay in their posts. We just simply request them, you all become Krishna conscious, that's all. But if they refuse to be Krishna conscious, they should step down from their position. Let a Krishna conscious man be president. Let a Krishna conscious person be prime minister, you see. Why these meat-eating demons, they should rule the world? That's not right. They're killing the cows. They're killing the children. They're killing us. They have no right to rule the countries of this planet. This planet should be ruled by Krishna conscious people. Like Parikshit Maharaj. Yudhisthira Maharaj. You see, the great Rajarshis. This is the caliber of men who should rule, not these rascal cheaters and sinners. So what to do? They have no brains. It is democratic vote. What can you do? Only thing we can do is preach and educate the voting public. So when they go to the poll, they will look. Oh, is he Hare Krishna or is he not Hare Krishna? And if he's Hare Krishna, I vote for him, you see. If he's not Hare Krishna, I don't vote for him. That's how we have to preach. Whether they become devotees or not, that's another thing. But they should be educated in such a way they only want Krishna conscious men to lead this planet. So how will we convince them? They have to see that we are qualified leaders ourselves. They have to see that we are qualified spiritual leaders, that we devotees. In other words, we have to become acharyas ourselves. If we are hypocrites, if we don't strictly follow our own rules and regulations, then why would they want a Krishna conscious leader? We have to be, each and every one of us must become ideal examples of Krishna consciousness. So then when they see us, they say, oh, here's a great saintly person. This Hare Krishna man, this Hare Krishna woman, they're so saintly. We want people like this to rule the world. Because they have no ulterior motive. They simply want to serve. So we have to become very pure, each and every member of ISKCON. We must become very pure. We cannot remain Karma Mishra Bhaktas or Jnana Mishra Bhakta. We must become pure devotees. Every member of ISKCON should strive now to become pure devotee. So that we can take the actual leadership of this planet. So these rascal cow killers and baby killers, they will no longer be elected to office. That is my request. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
Man bija ļoti pieņemams un patīkami no jums dzirdēt salīdzinājumu, mūsu ķermeņa salīdzinājumu kā transporta līdzekļu, kas transporta ir mūsu dvēseles. Un man tas bija saprotams, es to izjūtu, pilnīgi fiziski izjūtu šo salīdzinājumu. Un man ir radās šādas pārdomas, ka reiz mēs esam kā transporta līdzekļi. Tad tālāk salīdzinot dabā ir dažādi transporta līdzekļi, un viņiem ir vajadzīgs noteikts aprīkojums, noteikts apkopis, degviela un vēl visādīgas vajadzības. Tie transporta līdzekļi ir dažādi. Kā lai mēs nosakam, kādi mēs esam šie transporta līdzekļi, un kādi mums ir vajadzīgi šie apkopi, vai vispār tas ir jādara?
My question is regarding our previous meeting when I met you here and I heard how you compared our bodies to vehicles, and I accept this idea, but then I when I thought about it, I came to a conclusion that there are different vehicles. We can see there are different vehicles, and different vehicles need different services and gadgets and other things. So should we think about what kind of vehicle we are?
Yes, it's like you have a male vehicle, you see.
Yeah, then I have used a set vehicle.
Human male vehicle, you see. So there are certain bodily necessities. According to your vehicle, you take care of them. Just like a dog, he has different bodily necessities than you do. So according to your vehicle, you take the certain type of, just like certain vehicles require high octane fuel. So a tiger, he requires to eat fresh flesh, you see. But your vehicle is not required. You can take fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains and be very healthy. You see, according to your vehicle, just like a mosquito, they have to suck blood. That's their suitable gasoline. But you don't need to suck blood like a mosquito. You can take nice Krishna prasad. That's your fuel, you see. So, according to your type of vehicle, you take the suitable requirements, that's all. Krishna prasadam for you. Don't eat anything unless it's Krishna prasadam. If you take something that's not Krishna prasadam, then it's like putting poisoned fuel into your gas tank.
Yeah, I don't call it because not Krishna prasadam, it
will ruin your engine.
Tas vienkārši jūs motoru noārdi.
Any other question? Yeah.
If I'm correct, then as I remember, Lord Chaitanya, he showed his universal form to Advaita Acharya. Why did he do this?
Why he went? Why he did that?
Yeah.
I don't remember the best time. But it's actually, from the philosophical level, I can understand that everything is a pleasure pastime, between, pleasure pastimes between Lord Chaitanya and the Advaita Acharya.
No philosophy is clear that this is fearless between Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya.
Advaita Acharya doesn't require to see the universal form. He is also God himself.
Advaita Acharya nav nepieciešam redzēt kunga.
He can also manifest universal form. So it is a pleasure pastime. Yeah.
According to this purport, all people who are not in Krishna consciousness are called to be animals. But in the last lecture, you said that there, when one has a perfect vision, then one sees everyone as a servant of Krishna. So
yeah.
The question is, how
Pandita Samadarshina, you see, the learned, what is that? Vidyavanaya Sampane, Brahmane Gavihashtani, Shuni Chayo Sapakecho, Pandita Samadarshina. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahman, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, outcast. 5:18.
Patiesi mācīti vīri ar savu redzējumu, viņi redz vienādi kā brāmanu, tā govi, tās suni un suņādāji.
So whether someone is actually realized the purpose of human existence, so they're a two-legged animal.
Un tas, kurš nav apzinājies, kāda tad ir dzīves jēga, tas ir divpājens dzīvnieks.
The learned pundit sees them all as part and parcel of Krishna.
Bet izglītots pandits redz vienalga šādu te cilvēku kā daļu no Krishnas.
He sees a tiger also as part and parcel of Krishna.
Viņš redz arī tīģeri kā daļu
He sees a snake also as a part and parcel of Krishna.
Un arī džūsku kā daļu no Krishnas.
So if a man, whether a man is a saint, whether someone is a saintly devotee or he's a snake or a tiger-like person, the pandit sees them all equally.
Un pandits redz visus vienādi, vai tas ir bakta, vai tā džūska.
But he also sees the difference.
But question, there was other part.
Yeah.
Question is how to maintain, how to be in balance, and how to avoid this offensive
offensive vision that all people I'm surrounded by are just asses.
Well, that's not an offense to see them.
That's not what I know you're saying.
It's seeing things as they are. But at the same time, you have to see that they're part and parcel of Krishna, that they're your brothers and sisters. And by Prabhupada said, we have to see the innocent victims of Maya. The simple word is compassion. The one word answer is compassion. If you become proud, then that's the wrong vision. But if you feel sorry for them and you try to help them, then that is the proper vision. You have to be in the mood of a preacher. You put yourself as their servant. Now, I want to convince this person to take a book. I want to convince them to take some prasadam or chant Hare Krishna. You become their humble servant. That's the proper vision. You think by the influence of Maya, this person who's actually within his heart a pure devotee has come down to the animal platform. So how can I bring him back to his original natural position of pure bhakti? You think, well, if he were a devotee, he'd be more advanced than me, actually. Even though I'm a devotee, I'm highly unqualified. But let me at least try to help these other people that they can become devotees. Questions more? Yes, Maharaj.
I was raised in a family of Catholics, and there were many questions, and I didn't get the answers. Krishna consciousness gives me all these answers, but the problem remains because there are many relatives and friends who are Russian Orthodox or Catholics, and I see them as a very nice people. They are doing good things, but at the same time they are meat eaters and they are doing things, other things Krishna conscious people are not doing. What to do with this issue?
Again, you have to be very compassionate. Be kind upon your brothers and sisters. You have to see that we are all one family. God is our Father and we are all His children. These children have been misguided by rascal leaders who engage them in eating meat. You have to be kind and try to save them. Do you think meat eaters will go back to the kingdom of God? I can prove that they don't.
es varu pierādīt, ka viņi neatgriezīsies.
In the Bible it says that in the kingdom of God the lion and the lamb will sit together peacefully.
Biblijā ir teikts, ka Dieva valstībā lauva un jēriņš atrodas blakus mierā.
If there was a lion and a lamb on the planet Earth, would they sit together peacefully? What would the lion do? He would immediately eat the lamb. Because that's his food. So, but in the kingdom of God, even the lion doesn't eat the lamb. So what does that tell us about the kingdom of God? That tells us it is a vegetarian place. They have no McDonald's there. So all these Christians, I see that after they go to church on Sunday, many of them they go to McDonald's hamburgers for their Sunday hamburger. That's very common pastime, especially in America. So they are thinking when they go, when they die, because they accepted Jesus, they will go to heaven. Don't they believe that? Yeah, that's their belief, right? Now, what do you think they will, if they went to heaven, what would they think? And say, oh dear God, it's so nice to be here. We've been waiting for so many years to come here and be in heaven with you. And oh, by the way, where's the nearest McDonald's? You see? They wouldn't be happy in the kingdom of God. These meat-eating people, they would not be happy there because there's no meat-eating. Because they still have a lust for blood. They want to put blood in their mouth, blood and flesh. As long as they're addicted to taking blood and flesh, they would never want to go, they would never be happy in the kingdom of God. Therefore, they will not go there. Krishna will not force someone into a miserable position like that. He will give them another form in this world where they can have better facility for meat eating. Why bother having to work a job? To earn some, what do you call it, lattes. So you can go to the grocery store and buy some meat and pay the utility bill and pay the utility bill so you have some gas to cook it. Why not just take brother as a tiger? You can just jump on it and eat without having to pay any rent or any gas, a natural gas fee for your stove. The tiger has full facility for meat eating. So if they're so eager to eat flesh, they can take birth as a lion or a tiger, you see. When you're hungry, you just jump and eat. If you try to jump and eat, can you do that? See, these meat-eating Christians, they tell them, well, just jump on the cow and bite. Their body is not equipped. They can't just jump on a cow and start biting the cow.
Man atbild tā, ka redzēt, mums taču ir Man nav ko atbildēt viņiem šādā gadījumā. Es nezinu.
I have studied medicine and I understand these things and I can explain my Christian friends how our body works and but the objection is that Catholics, they have this, they fast, they are fasting, and because of that fasting they will return to the kingdom of God. What can I answer? And I
ask them if they're willing to fast forever.
Jautājiet viņiem, vai viņi vēlās badoties mūžīgi.
Are they willing to fast forever and never eat again?
Vai viņi vēlas badoties un nekad neēst?
When they come off of their fast, what do they eat?
Un kad viņi izies, kad viņi pēc tam noklīstu, ko tad viņi ēdīs?
They follow us, ask them, when you come off your fast, do you follow a strict vegetarian diet or you go back to eating meat again?
Vai tad, kad jūs izējat ārā no gavēņa, jūs esat vegetārieši vai jūs atkalētu gaļu? They eat meat.
Yes. Therefore, they would not be happy in the kingdom of God.
Tāpēc arī viņi nebūs laimīgi Dieva valstībā.
Because there's no meat eating there.
They believe that they will be happy. They're convinced that they will be
really?
Happy.
Tell them. You mean you would be completely happy without eating meat? Ask them this. Are you saying you'd be completely happy without eating meat? Well, why don't you do it now and save some money on your grocery bill? If you're so convinced that you'd be happy and be in heaven, a vegetarian in heaven, why don't you become in heaven right now by becoming a vegetarian? Why do you want to engage in a hellish activity like eating meat? Why not be in a more heavenly atmosphere by being a vegetarian right now?
Jūs varat būt daudz lielākā, debišķīgā atmosfērā šeit, jūs esat vegetārieši šobrīd.
We are standing on solid ground here.
Un mēs stāvam uz ļoti cietu pamatu šeit.
We can defeat all these rascals.
Mēs varam visu šos nejāgus sakaut.
Next question. Yes, Bhakta Valeri.
Es gribu tā atgriezties pie lekcijas sākuma, ja? Man ir tāds jautājums. Ļoti ilgi mūs laikam būs jāgaid, kam ir visi te prezidenti un visi politiķi paliks pa Krišnas apziņas biedriem. Varbūt ir cits ceļ. Es jau vienreiz to izmēģināju, teiksim, tautas fronte. Es esmu Latvijas Kristīgo demokrāta savienība locekļisī. Un mēs sadarbojam sa Vācijam, Vācijas sociāldemokrātiem. Un kopējām sanāksmēm es visiem izdevu Krišna prasādam no food flyer. A ko es gribēju to panākt? Varbūt var iedziļināties tā ir paši Kristas demokrātas palikt pa priekšnieku un, kā sākot, tur un tad sāk kaut ko darīt.
It seemed that it will take a long time while all the leaders become Krishna consciousness. So I'm proposing another way. I believe in another way. So, and I have tried it. So my what is Kristīgā demokrātija? Yeah?
Yeah.
Jūs biedrs, ja?
Ja. Kristīgā demokrātija savienība.
Yeah. There is a there is a Christian Katas būs
Christian
society. I'm a member of Society of Christian Democrats. And and every time we gather together, I give them Krishna Prashada. So my point is, isn't it a faster and better way that infiltrates there and become a leader of this or that political party and turn the
if you can become the leader of the Christian Democrats, then I'll say yes, you are right.
Jūs varat kļūt par kristīgo demokrātu līderi, tad es saku, jā, jums ir taisnība.
Now you become their leader, and then I would accept.
Jūs kļūst par viņu līderiem, tā es pieņem.
Man jau tas jautājums jau ir bija, tāpat tā tautas fronte, ja? Es jau, kas jau bija tautas fronte, apsardzē, un ir Godmans tagad esošais, un Dainis Ivans, un Latvijas prezidents Guntis Ulmans man personīgi izteica pateicību par visu manu darbu, nodarīto darbu tautas frontē. Kāpēc es nevaru to izdarīt arī tāpat ar to Krišnas apziņas?
I have tried former president and our prime minister of Latvia. They know me personally, and when I was many years ago, when I was a member of National Front.
Why you didn't get him to come hear my lectures then? Your relationship must not be that good. If you really have a good relationship, you must bring them here to hear my lectures. Otherwise, what's the good of your relationship? You just another puppy dog.
Rome wasn't built in one day.
Yeah, but how many bricks have you laid?
Yeah, but never. But cik tad es tur to, ka Maskva netik uzbūvēt vienā naktī, ja vai Roma. Bet cik tad jūs ķiedlīšu esat jau uzlicis, ja cik tad jūs esat uzbūvējis?
Jā, jā.
Cik jautājums ir, cik tad... Labi, tas nenotiek vienā dienā, bet ko tad jūs jau esat izdarījis?
Okay, any other question? Anyone new? Let's see, any new ones? New people who haven't asked a question yet? You're next, you're after him. Somebody raise their hand up here, yeah.
Discussed this issue, but I'd like to ask it again. In my opinion, the way how, for instance, Russian Orthodox or Buddhists do is more efficient than they elect or choose one leader, and then this leader can meet directly, eye to eye, any leader of this world. And then the person can explain what is Krishna consciousness, or in this case, or what is Buddhism, or what is Russian Orthodox Church about. And the same way, if we had one leader, then we would support that leader, and that leader could achieve more than we can achieve now.
You want to appoint one leader to be the liaison with the Russian Orthodox Church? Is that what you're saying?
So one, for Krishna consciousness, for ISKCON, there is it would be more efficient if there were one leader of.
We one time had a leader in ISKCON. He called the director of interreligious affairs.
Mums reiz bija ISKCON leaders, kas bija ārpus reliģisko attiecību leaders.
But they still didn't join our movement.
Bet viņi vienalga nepievienojās mūsu kustībai.
The thing is, the real way to be successful on the grassroots level when Prabhupada came to America, he wanted to make the boys and girls Krishna conscious. So did he go to the leaders of the Christian churches and the Jewish synagogues and say, can you give me some of your boys and girls to help me? Did he do that? Who could be a better spokesman for Gaudiya Vaishnavism than Prabhupada himself? So did he make official meetings with any of the religious leaders? No. He preached to those people who are interested in spiritual life, truly interested in spiritual life. And he made thousands of them into devotees. And then those religious leaders, they came to meet with Prabhupada. So that is the best preaching. You preach with such power and potency, they want to come and meet with you. I've seen our devotees, and they want to go meet with them. It's like they're the big leader and you're the little puppy dog, you see. You can't have any impact like them. You have to reach so powerfully, they want to come and get your association. Then you'll have some impact. Otherwise, you're just a little Hare Krishna puppy dog, that's all. There, this gentleman had a question.
Северные народы, алеуты, эскимосы, чукчи, значит, сами, в северных условиях, где нет возможности для полноценного вегетарианского питания, где нет коровы, которая дает животный белок в пищу, да? Как им жить и как вот это учение, значит, нести вот эти вот северные народы?
How to spread this teaching among people who live far north, where there's no cows and there's the only way to feed themselves is meat or fish?
Bring them some prasadam from Riga.
Привезите им прасадам из Риги.
Bring them some sweet balls, you know. Bring them some real nice vegetarian treats from Riga. Let them taste something really wonderful they never had before.
But they remain living there. How can maintain their bodies
there? Then they can eat meat, it's all right. There's nothing else they can take meat, it's okay. But you have no excuse here in Latvia. I've seen your grocery stores filled with so many vegetables. Any other questions?
There's no concept of time in Buddhism, but Dalai Lama has a very exclusive watch. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to understand what is this concept in Krishna consciousness?
Oh, what is our concept of time or watch?
And relation. Concept времени, the concept of часов.
Времени.
Time, concept of time.
Yes. Krishna says, Kalasmi, Sarva Chahas, Sarva Harash Chaham. He says, I am all devouring time.
Krishna Saka is Asmo Visu Isnitsa Moshe.
Krishna is time.
Krishna here likes.
And in his form of time, he is devouring everything.
On Sava like a form of which Isnitsa Visu.
Even your watch.
But you also book study.
Will be devoured by Krishna in due course of time.
Разрешите добавить, даже по Библии понятие времени очень относительно, релятивно. То есть год лунный, год значит солнечный и как бы строго нету.
И?
Ну вот как бы вопрос.
Вопрос какой?
О времени. И по Библии Бог.
Это утверждение,
сущ.
Вопрос какой?
Пространство и время, и Бог. Как вот все это увязать? Пространство, время и Бог.
Time, space and God. How to understand these three concepts together? Because even in the Bible, there's no strict concept of time. There is lunar year, there is sun year.
Actually, this time and space dimension is only in the material world.
She's like on the opposite dimensions, it's only material world.
If you will go back to the kingdom of Krishna, you will see that time is conspicuous by its absence. If you will chant Hare Krishna with faith, then you will personally enter into that dimension beyond time and space.
Un ja jūs ar pilnu ticību skandēsiet Hare Krishna, tad jūs ieiesiet tajā dimensijā, kas ir ārpus laika un telpas.
And you will personally meet Krishna.
Un jūs personiski satiksiet Krishna.
But only if you chant with faith.
Bet vienīgi, ja jūs skandēsiet, atkārtosiet ar ticību.
Otherwise you may be locked in this dimension of time and space.
Citādi jūsu acis būs ieslēgtas šajā te laika un telpas dimensijā.
Other question? Yeah.
Es dzirdēju, ka uz Vaikunta, kas ir ģimenes pāri, vai uz Zemes ir iespējams sasniegt šādas attiecības.
I have heard that there are couples on Vaikunta. Is it possible to reach such a level of relationships on earth?
Oh, are you going to have a Krishna conscious marriage?
Yeah.
What do you mean, couples?
You know, family.
Yeah, there are husband and wife couples in my country, yes, spiritual.
And
you can also be a Krishna conscious couples here too, yes. Yeah. It's possible to be Krishna conscious couples here. If you make Krishna the center of your marriage, yes, you can have a completely Krishna conscious marriage. Your wife becomes a pure devotee and you become a pure devotee, then your relationship will be non-different from the husbands and wives in the Vaikuntha world.